From the Denker Studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, an exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. Today on the program, we're going to feature a conversation with local attorney and Sherlock Holmes scholar Michael Homer. We'll take a look at Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's treatment of the Mormons in the very first Sherlock Holmes story, and we'll hear about local reaction to Doyle's visit to Salt Lake City and speech inside the tabernacle.
He received a letter by a convert who commented on the fact that he had written this anti-Mormon melodrama and that he should apologize to the Mormons while he's in Salt Lake City. He undoubtedly expected to receive this kind of criticism, so he had a response all ready. He says, "I will comment upon the Mormons as I find them today."
That conversation and your summary of today's top local headlines, just ahead on The Rundown here on KCPW. And thanks for tuning into The Rundown today. I'm Roger McDonough. A little bit later in the program, we're going to speak with local Sherlock Holmes scholar Michael Homer about, among other things, a visit to Salt Lake City by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. But first up, candidates for Salt Lake City Council took part in a discussion about air quality on Wednesday night. KCPW reporter Kim Shusky has the story.
There are four seats up for election on the Salt Lake City Council this year. One issue that concerns many residents is the quality of air in the Salt Lake Valley, especially during the winter. The League of Women Voters and a number of advocacy groups sponsored a forum last night, giving candidates a chance to speak about the issue. Marianne Martindale is with the Alliance for a Better Utah.
Air quality affects us all. We all breathe. It's clear to anyone living in the Valley that the quality of air of our air is getting progressively worse. The goal of tonight's Clean Air Forum is to hear the candidates' views on concerns such as the health implications, traffic issues, effects on children and the elderly, renewable energy opportunities, and all the critical challenges to our air quality, as well as their ideas for improvement in the context of their role on the City Council.
Most of the candidates mentioned the need to increase busing and other mass transit services within the city. Sherman Clough is running for District 3, which encompasses the Avenues, Capitol Hill, Marmalade, Federal Heights, and Guadalupe neighborhoods.
I know in the Avenues, bus service is actually worse than it was a couple of years ago. And I realize this bus service comes at cost. To expand bus service is going to be a significant expense. And I would support a sales tax increase to UTA if they would expand service and hopefully lower fares as well.
Stan Penfold is the incumbent for District 3. He says he has backed a number of initiatives that will help clean the air, including installing more bike lanes, zoning for walkable neighborhoods, and a no-idling ordinance.
I support sustainability options like local farming, residential food production, and city transit options like streetcar.
Five candidates, Aaron Mendenhall, Bill Davis, Lisa Ramsey Adams, Sherman Clough, and Stan Penfold, were able to take part in the live discussion. Audience members asked specific questions about the issue, and each candidate was given 2 minutes to answer.
Single-occupant vehicles are the largest contributor by far to our air quality challenges. What are the most important things you are doing in your own daily life to reduce air pollution, and how will you expand opportunities in the city?
Most of the time, when I can, I ride my bike.
I made a conscious choice that I wanted to live close to where I work.
When it's someplace I can walk, I walk. I also drive a car that gets great mileage.
I also don't use drive-thrus. I prefer to go inside.
I have an annual pass for bike share downtown.
Other questions asked of the candidates were how they would reduce energy waste in buildings, prevent refinery expansion in the city, improve public transit, and better educate the public about the environment. The entire forum can be heard at kcpw.org under the live broadcast tab. Elections will be held November 5th. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.
And I'm Roger McDonough. Thanks for tuning into The Rundown. Stay with us.